round of applause for DR.
The Be Fair to Direct Care campaign was launched to give voice to the 128,000 people across New York with developmental disabilities who often cannot speak for themselves. The goal is to remind Governor Andrew Cuomo and the legislature that nonprofit agency workers are agents of the state who deserve a living wage. Former Congressman Tom Reynolds, whose son has developmental disabilities, told the crowd it's been 8 years since the workers have had a raise.
There's high turnover. People can't afford to stay in their chosen career. They're moving on to other venues. We need to be fair to direct care.
Advocates are seeking a $45 million increase in the upcoming state budget, which nine senators and assembly members from both sides of the aisle said they support. Senator Tim Kennedy says it's a human rights issue.
Those individuals providing direct support services to the most vulnerable in our community deserve to be paid a fair wage.
Brad Watts with People Incorporated thanked the hundreds of people with disabilities, their care providers, and families for attending the rally in the museum's auditorium.
If you haven't noticed today, it takes a lot of effort to come down these ramps into these aisles and areas that our direct care professionals do each and every day. No matter if it's a movie outing, if it's going out to dinner, if it's just being a part of the community, right? All right.
Assemblymember Crystal People Stokes told the crowd the lawmakers will, quote, juggle the budget to pay for the wage increase. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.